Hey there. My name is Darren Mdluli, known as Pastor Darren or Pastor Mdluli, from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering in Schoemansdal. Now, we're going to be diving into a subject that I've been sharing on in our Bible study, which is titled The God Who Speaks. Now, this, when the Lord was teaching me, was He was teaching me about the misconception that goes around that God is silent or God only speaks to certain people, only speaks to either pastors or only speaks to apostles or only speaks to evangelists or only speaks to certain people that are a specific rank or hierarchy in the church. And God wanted to break that misconception, and it has been a beautiful teaching. And I want to start off with saying this one beautiful truth. God is not silent. Jesus said it in scripture in John chapter 10, verse 27. He says, "My sheep hear my voice." Now, this means that if you belong to God, hearing Him is a part of your relationship with Him. And so in this week and in the next few parts, as I want us to go into learning how to recognize His voice with clarity and confidence so that you know that God also speaks to you. Hey there. My name is Pastor Darren or Pastor Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering in Schoemansdal, and we're continuing with our theme titled God Who Speaks. Now, there's a beautiful passage that I want us to look into as we go into this part of the session, and that is this beautiful scripture in Psalms 46, verse 10. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, this passage tells me that stillness is where knowing God begins. Now, we live in a world where there's so many things that are calling for our attention, or so many things that are making noise in our lives. This could be problems that you're experiencing in a relationship, in a marriage, problems that you could be experiencing in the workplace, in with your kids or in school, depending on whatever it is, whatever circumstance you are finding yourself in. But there are so many things in the world that are constantly drawing our attention away from being still. And all of these things are basically just keeping us in a state of constantly worrying, constantly stressing. And when you read the Bible tells us, do not be concerned of what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, about all of, and it basically states out all of the things that we should not be spending time stressing about. Yet when you go out into the world, there's so many things that are constantly tugging and pulling at you, trying to get your attention. And so God says in Psalms 46, verse 10, He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, we often quote this in the churches and in conversations. We say, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we have seen God's amazing resume all throughout scripture of the amazing things that He has done. And if only we spent time in that stillness, actually realizing who God is, then maybe we would not spend so much time thinking about our cares and our burdens. Hey there, my name is Pastor Darren, or Pastor Mdluli, from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering in Schoemansdal, and we're still on the subject, the God who speaks. Now, we've just sort of taken a short dive into understanding that the world is noisy, There's so much that is pulling for our attention in the world, whether it is your kids that are giving you gray hairs or a workplace that has become so stressful that you dread waking up in the morning. There's just so many things that are tugging at our attention and causing us to not find time to be still. But what if I told you that in the stillness is where you get clarity? In the stillness is where you find peace of mind. Now, this is where we are to in this section. You know, you start to recognize God's voice by the nature of the voice. And this is why it's so beautiful when the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Because the one thing that I've come to learn in my relationship with God is that God is not a loud God. So God's voice is not recognized by the volume. It's recognized by its nature. You see, his voice carries peace and it carries clarity. So for the rest of today or in this day, I want you to start paying attention to the peace that you feel. Because the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but has given us a spirit of love and of peace and of a sound mind. So the fact that your mind is so busy and so loud should automatically tell you that your worrying and your stressing is not from God. What you should be feeling once you start cultivating your relationship with God is that God brings peace and God brings clarity.